Right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this next segment by Greg Platt. He's a board member with the Save Farm, and it's always a pleasure to have you out. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Brandon. It's really good to be back.
You bet. Have any trouble getting in this morning out of the roads?
The roads are not really bad, but I did have some challenges coming in because of other people on the road. So if anybody's out there in their car right now listening to this, please drive carefully. It's a challenge out there.
Yeah, that's always the thing. People think that they can just I'm fine. I'm invincible. You go out there and then you have other people to deal with on the roads if there's a lot of traffic. Luckily, coming in at 5 in the morning when I get here, there's not a lot of traffic on the roads, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, it's like I say, the roads really weren't bad, but you have some people who want to drive really slow, and you have other people who think they're invincible. And I was afraid I was going to get tagged a couple of times by those speed demons. So,
yeah. Well, we're glad you're here in one piece. And what's new with the Save Farm right now?
No, Brandon, so much has happened since we spoke last time. I had to make a little list of all the good things that have been going on. Of course, we're a charitable organization. Our mission is to help transitioning service members, veterans, and their families by teaching agribusiness and agricultural education. We teach our formal classes through Cloud County Community College, and this year's classes start next Wednesday, the 22nd. We've already completed our first year. Our students graduated in December, and it was an extremely good year. We learned an awful lot that we didn't know during this first year of our classes. Last time we spoke, we had been leasing a 380-acre farm up near Riley. That's our true training farm. We've been leasing that for a couple of years now from some very good friends, and we finally secured financing to purchase that land. It is under contract. We're waiting for the state to finish their environmental impact study, and we anticipate closing in February, so we will actually own our own training farm. We've also established a YouTube channel for both the Save Farm and one of our businesses, which is Golden Prairie Honey Farms here in Manhattan. So if people would kindly go to youtube.com and look for Golden Prairie Honey Farms or Save Farm, it'll take you right to us. Subscribe to us, like us, watch our videos, and maybe somewhere down the road we'll be able to turn that into a money-making venture that will support our charitable organization. We also have established a link with the Dillon's Community Reward Program. So if people are out there and they're shopping with their Dillon's card, they can go to the Dillon's Reward Program and look us up, and they can actually donate money to Save without spending an extra penny of their own money, because for every purchase they make at Dillon's, that link will send charitable contribution to us in Save. And the consumer won't have to spend any more money than they would have on that gallon of milk. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, we've got a lot of good training coming up with the Golden Prairie Honey Farm. We have our first bee boot camp of the year coming up on the 25th of January. That's a Saturday. And it'll be at 8859 Green Valley Drive there in East Manhattan. And it's free. Come one, come all. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes to normally around 3 or 4. It's free to you. We'll even buy you lunch. Come out and learn about what you should be doing with your bees at this time in the year as they come out of the winter. We've got a couple of really good partnerships. We're now part of the North American Honey Producers Association, and we're part of a very strong push for unadulterated pure raw honey. There's a lot of adulterated honey out there on the market. It's contaminated. It usually comes from China. We can't legally import honey from China, so the Chinese will sell it to the Vietnamese or the Egyptians or the Germans, and it finds its way into this country. And a lot of the honey that's on the shelf, if it's not pure, raw, unadulterated honey, it's contaminated. And it's not really honey. It's mostly corn syrup and sugars and that type of thing. So We've partnered heavily with the Honey Producers Association as part of this push to educate the public about adulterated versus unadulterated honey. And since we have Golden Prairie Honey Farms, and we're going up to 500 colonies of bees this year, they produce a lot of honey. We believe that the consumer probably wants and deserves pure raw honey, not some adulterated Chinese snake oil, to put it bluntly. We've also partnered with the University of California in Davis, and we're working beekeeping programs with them. Our president and founder, Gary LaGrange, was out in Sacramento last week and linked up with one of the students, one of the professors there at CASE at the University of California in Davis. And apparently Gary and this woman had gone through one of the initial beekeeping programs at the University of Montana together many, wow, many years ago. So that's an exciting, that's a very exciting partnership. And we're working to partner with the University of Nebraska up in Lincoln. We've had some pretty good conversations with them. And the SAVE program in its entirety is designed as a program that can be adopted by every land-grant university in the United States. And ultimately, that's our goal. Senator Moran has been an absolutely wonderful champion for us, and that's his goal as well, to help us fully develop this program and then spread it to every land-grant university in the United States. We are, of course, presently partnered with Kansas State University, and we have a really ideal location here because we've got Fort Riley. We've got a lot of service members of every branch that transition through Fort Riley. And we've got the land-grant university of Kansas State University right here. So it's the best of both worlds for us, and we're looking to complete our program and expand. So,
well, can you talk a little bit about the importance of beekeeping, especially to Kansas farming and agriculture?
Absolutely. Without our bees, we would not be, because more than 30% of plants out there that we eat rely on pollinators to pollinate their flowers, and that way we get new seeds, we get new plants. Without the bees, there would be very little truly edible food out there for us. Our livestock rely on plants. Wildlife relies on the plants. And we think that beekeeping is an extremely important element of our environment. It's really how we got started. Gary LaGrange, our founder, had as a hobby the Golden Prairie Honey Farms. He did that in his retirement, as well as being a philanthropist. And one of the commanders out on Fort Riley asked if he'd take a couple of these transitioning service members who were sitting in the barracks for months on end waiting for medical transition, see if Gary would take them out and put them in a bee suit and put them to work on the hives. And Gary did. And we found out that it's absolutely amazing what beekeeping and teamwork can do for some of our transitioning service members. And from that very action is where Safe Farm was born. Within our environment, most of the honeybees in the United States and in many parts of the world are domesticated bees. And as you know, we've had a real problem with what they call colony collapse disorder for many, many years now. Colony collapse disorder is caused by a number of things. There's viruses, there's bacterias, there are pests like beetles. And one of the greatest problems we face is a transplant to the United States called the Varroa destructor mite. Here in Kansas and throughout the middle portion of our country, the Varroa destructor mite is virulent. They're very, very pervasive. So we spend a lot of time in our training teaching people how to recognize Varroa destructor mite infestations in their hives, how to treat their hive safely to destroy the Varroa destructor mites, because once the destructor mites are in the hive, they'll destroy the colony if left untreated. So going all the way back to the beginning, our environment depends on our honeybees and other pollinators. If we're not taking care of those honeybees and pollinators, our environment will suffer true crisis, and we may cease to exist as a species ultimately if we lose our honeybees. So,
and I imagine for a lot of these service members, they're, you know, this is good training, and then maybe this leads to an eventual career after their service. That's the whole end goal.
That's the whole end goal. There's two actual focuses within SAVE. The first is to help the transitioning service members and veterans and their families by teaching agriculture. And the second is to bridge the gap between the new farmers we're producing and our rapidly depleting family farms here in the United States. I think the number is that more than 63% of our family farms are in their last generation in this country. And we really don't want to see that trend continue. So our intent is to develop and train as many successful farmers as we can. Now, part of the succession program that we have for all of our volunteers and students is a mentorship program. We attempt to link all our volunteers and students with successful producers that are out in the field right now, farmers, ranchers, mechanical businesses, supporting agribusiness, and let those students and volunteers work with and learn from those people who are already doing it and doing it right. In many cases, our students and several interns and some volunteers have left our program to go directly to work for the people that that were their mentors. And in a couple of cases, there's a distinct possibility that those students and volunteers could actually end up taking over those properties and those businesses in the long run. I think we've had one farmer who actually donated actually transferred the deed of his land to the veteran intern that we placed on his property. We have a couple federal grants that will allow us to pay non-active duty service members, veterans, and their family members a small stipend for a 6-month or a 1-year internship on a working farm or ranch. And we can also pay the producer a very small stipend. So for a year, they don't get very much money, but they get the opportunity to truly learn a skill and the wisdom necessary to be successful in these businesses. And the farmer or rancher, producer, literally has motivated free help for the better part of 6 months or a year. We form some really great relationships. And with our program, I believe the number is more than 400 veterans and service members that we've put through our program so far, and we've seen a lot of success. We've seen a lot of success with those students who went through our program. They've gone on to do great things. Like I said earlier, we just graduated our very first class from Cloud County Community College this last December, and we had calls from literally across the country looking to hire our students before they'd even graduated. So we're really thrilled with the successes that our program is finding, the successes that our students and our volunteers and our interns, our service members and their families are finding. And we're really excited about all these new developments that have happened in literally just the last year.
Yeah. And the whole organization is still in its infancy, right? You've been around for a couple of years now.
Yes. Well, the organization itself, started by Gary LaGrange and his daughter Sherry, has been around for about 7 years. We actually got our IRS 501c3 and incorporation about 5 years ago. But I've been around for going on 5 years now. I'm an inner city kid. I grew up in Denver and joined the Army when I was 17 and didn't retire until I was 54. But Gary and I have been friends for many years. And we sat down over a cup of coffee one day, and Gary told me about this idea of his, this program, and asked me if I'd be interested in being part of it. I said, well, let me see. I'm from the city, and I spent my entire adult life in uniform, so I know nothing about agriculture, agribusiness, farming, or ranching. Yes, I'll be happy to be part of this because I know soldiers and I know the training. The talents that I've brought, which are minimal, really have helped me integrate into this wonderful program. As you said, we are in our infancy. We truly hope that in the future, every single land-grant university in the United States will have a Save Farm program to aid not just veterans and transitioning service members and their families, but anybody. We don't discriminate to only veterans and service members within our ranks. We're open to everybody. If somebody's out there is interested in learning farming, ranching, and agribusiness, they're more than welcome to come and apply and take our courses or just come out and volunteer with us. We'll put you on the farm. We'll let you work with the cattle. We'll let you work with the row crops. We'll let you work with the specialty crops. We'll let you fix tractors at 2 o'clock in the morning during the worst blizzards in February and everything else that our farmers have to go through. So. Yeah.
Well, it's a great organization, obviously, and in the next 20 years, landscape's going to change. These family farms are going to – we're going to start seeing more and more of them disappearing here. What great thing would it be if we could put more people to work and keep those farms alive?
Absolutely. The as I said, our second goal is to really help support those family farms. When our individual Save Farm is fully up and running, we anticipate being able to produce 100 new farmers and ranchers and agribusiness individuals yearly. Problem is, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says in the next 10 to 12 years, we're going to need a million new farmers to keep these family farms going. So we're doing great things, but even our best effort at 100 students a year is barely a drop in the bucket from producing the million new farmers that the USDA says we're going to need. So going back to the intent of spreading this across the country, we need more folks out there teaching ranching and farming and agribusiness.
All right. Do you have a question?
Could I ask a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Is the Save Farm program that you have that you started here?
Yes, sir.
Is there the potential, or have you done anything about replicating this in other states?
Yes.
Around other military bases?
Not around the other military bases yet. The first folks that we really reached out to and were in contact with about partnering was the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. But we would love to see these around the country. We have strong interest down by Fort Benning, Georgia, in Columbus, Georgia, to establish a Save Farm down there. And that's another partnership we're probably going to actively pursue in the very near future. We would like to see these, like I say, not just the land-grant universities, but anywhere we can establish Save Farms. And not just for our veterans and our farmers, but, as I said earlier, for anybody who wants to learn this business.
All right. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take that break, all right?
All right, we'll do that. Back with more in Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.